In the county town of Dorchester, Thomas Hardy's Casterbridge, where I went today to get myself outfitted with fishing tackle, I parked my car in the municipal lot. "Enjoying your holiday over here, are you, sir?" I asked the attendant as he copied onto my ticket the number of my Virginia license plate. "Very much, thank you. First visit to Dorchester, perhaps I can tell you some of the sights to see." "Very kind of you. As a matter of fact, I've been here before."
"What, here to Dorchester?"
"Why, yes.
What would ever bring you back a second time?"
"Well, what has brought me back several times is my interest in your great man Hardy."
"Mr. Hardy, is it?
I knew him well. I was his driver."
"His driver? Were you really? You fascinate me."
"Do I, then? Well, so I was. Yes, Mr. Hardy had one of the very earliest automobiles in Dorchester. Fine big Daimler it was, the kind they don't make anymore. I used to run him up to London every month. We did it always in under 3 hours. Love speed, he did."
"Loved speed? Now I should never have expected that.
He used to get about the town on a tricycle.
'George, faster,' he would say. 'George, that's me, faster.' Oh, he was a fine man, and when he died, he remembered me in his testament. I keep a photo of him here in the hut."
"Do you? Well, that is wonderful. You must cherish a very tender memory of him."
"I do, I do. Be glad to show it to you if you'd care to see it."
"I'd love to see it."
The photograph, framed, bore only a faint resemblance to Hardy. I said, "This doesn't look much like the other portraits of him I've seen."
"Oh, you're wrong there, sir. I knew him well, and that's caught him all right. A speaking likeness, that. Yes, yes. Built some of the very finest houses in this town, did Mr. Hardy?"
I knew that Hardy had spent a long apprenticeship as an architect, but it seemed hardly the thing to remember him for.
"What's more important," I said, "he wrote some of the best novels and some of the most beautiful poems in the language."
"That will be the brother,"
said the parking lot attendant.
"It's Mr. Henry Hardy we're speaking of, the building contractor. Ah, he was a fine man. It's a pleasure to talk to you about him.